This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Members of the Group of Seven Wealthy Democracies meeting in Japan will place more sanctions on Russia. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener tells us more about the G7 agenda.
The U.S. will have a package of sanctions associated with a G7 statement that will center on the tightening and enforcement of Russian sanctions. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters on board Air Force One. As for China, which is currently hosting a summit of Central Asian leaders, officials from G7 member countries have said in private that tackling the country's rise isn't an easy task, particularly given the West's immense reliance on China as both a trade partner and, in some cases, a manufacturing base.
Jillian Kitchener reporting. The threat of shelling in Ukraine by Russia is an all-familiar theme for residents, but as Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports, it's something the country's doctors have to work through.
Their job is to perform emergency first aid, so patients survive the journey to hospitals further away. A task likely to become still more vital when Ukraine launches its long-awaited counteroffensive. A doctor with 15 years of experience as an army medic, Ihor says artillery accounts for about 90% of injuries he has dealt with since Russia invaded last February.
We've come down here three times this week already. There was a rocket strike. Three rockets hit nearby. There were air strikes, artillery strikes, last Thursday or Friday.
There have been near misses. In March, a Russian rocket landed 10 meters from the entrance, showering glass and chunks of brick onto the operating tables.
Lucy Fielder reporting. Ukrainian officials say Russia fired 30 cruise missiles against various parts of the country in the latest nighttime test of Ukrainian air defense, which shot down 29 of them. Authorities say one got through and injured, killed one person, and two others were wounded. This is VOA News. Canada is calling for help to combat wildfires burning out of control and spreading across vast swaths of the western half of the country. Fires that have devastated oil-producing Alberta province have in recent days spread to neighboring British Columbia and Saskatchewan, as well as the Northwest Territories. Some 2,500 Canadian firefighters, backed by hundreds of military personnel, have been deployed across Alberta to try to tame the wildfires, which have already burned more than 500,000 hectares of forest and grasslands and destroyed many homes and businesses. Rescuers have been working to reach towns and villages in northern Italy after heavy rains and flooding cut off highways and electricity. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
In the northern city of Faenza, Italian firefighters arrived by boat outside a building where an elderly lady needs to be evacuated. Her home has been inundated with water. They jump off their small dinghy into the chest-high floodwaters and proceed to take her out on a stretcher. The heavy rains in the area push two dozen rivers and tributaries to burst their banks. Several people have since died, and some are still unaccounted for. Local mayors have warned that some remote villages were completely cut off by landslides and phone lines were severed. That has prevented rescue teams from reaching residents and authorities from understanding the full scope of their needs. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States has reached a modest trade agreement with Taiwan, signaling Washington's support for the island democracy as it comes under increasing pressure from China. The initiative announced Thursday will, among other things, cut red tape at customs and reduce waiting times for U.S. businesses bringing products to Taiwan. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani now reporting on suicides in the United States Navy.
The probe calls for changes to housing, food, parking, internet, and mental health and personnel programs. The investigation was launched after seven sailors assigned to the USS George Washington died in a year while the carrier was docked at Virginia's Newport News shipyard. Four were suicides, and while the probe says the suicides were not linked, they did reveal poor living conditions. The Navy says it's already improved conditions there and plans more moves at other shipyards with similar issues. The Navy's top civilian and officer say collectively the service let its standards slip and, quote, we let our people down. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.